Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I believe the number one characteristic of a bad leader is selfishness. Because that is the exact opposite of servant leadership. If the selfish leader uses people up, the selfish leader is using the organization to exploit his own career. The bad leader gobbles up all the praise and shares the blame because it's all about them. Selfishness breeds anger. Bad leaders are angry. They're out of control. They're domineering. But it all springs from selfishness. I believe it's the number one characteristic of failed leadership. And by failed, I don't even mean that it went bankrupt. I just mean failed relationally, failed in every way. Failed leadership always springs from selfishness, in my view.
That's such a good word. We've had Andy Crouch on the show a few times, and one thing he says that I'll never forget is because we all have a measure of influence and power, and he says the question needs to be asked of each of us, who flourishes because I have power? And that's a pretty startling question. And this is a statement from your book that stopped me in my tracks. I'd love for you to unpack a bit more. You said, when managers, especially middle managers, lose their sense of servanthood, they become bureaucratic bullies. Rules and regulations in their hands are not the rails the vision runs on, but the wall it runs into. Wow. And I think this happens so often in churches. I know it happens in businesses as well. But speak to that and how heart-wrenching that is when they lose their sense of servanthood and they misuse their sense of power.
Yeah, these are, and we see it so much in the federal government. I don't want to sound political, but where regulatory agencies are no longer about helping me succeed, they're only about their own rules. They become bureaucratic bullies. And it can happen in the smallest church when you have the church financial officer who counts the beans and then perches on them. They're certain that because they counted the beans belong to them. And they just stand in the way of ministry. The youth pastor wants to take his kids to a youth camp, and it's just a fight in the interior argument and the vision, the purpose of the finances, the purpose of the rules. It's not about how can I make your ministry a success. It actually can become even engineering colleagues for success. Instead of helping them to avoid the collision, they wait for them to have the collision and scream, gotcha. It's highly destructive and very destructive relationally.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.